Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. It is a Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It took me a second. It's New Year, getting used to everything. It is Wednesday.
Yes, it is. And it's hump day. We're halfway there. We should be running downhill about mid-show, so we'll looking forward to the weekend, as always.
We got Red Wing tickets to give away today. Yeah, we're one step closer. Wings tickets to give away in the 7 o'clock hour of today's show. The power surge for the final time as you set the order, ranking every team that made the NFL playoffs. We'll do that at 6:35.
Yeah, it's and there's no look back because the power surge is doesn't matter what it was throughout the course of the year, and I think you were out when I did my last one. It was with Stoney, and I went back and looked at week. I think it was actually week two that I looked at, and very different, very different.
A lot of surprise teams this year.
Well, a lot of surprise teams, and there's a lot of surprise teams in the playoffs. So it is going to be one of the most entertaining postseasons, I think, in NFL history because of New England, Jacksonville. Like, these teams that no one expected, and no Kansas City, no Baltimore, obviously no Detroit. So it's going to be – it's wide open.
I think it's going to be kind of a crazy, unpredictable NFL playoff. So, look, we'll spend some time on that a little later in the hour. Let's start with a couple things from yesterday. The first, John Morton fired. No surprise. They took play calling away. They're going to make a change at offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Big shocker. We all know it was coming. It was just a matter of, was he going to remain as a part of the organization, as a part of the coaching staff? He wasn't going to keep the same title.
No.
And so, yeah, no surprise. They move on from John Morton. Now it's going to be, who is that name that's going to fill that position, and will Dan Campbell be calling plays, or will the offensive coordinator be calling plays? Because that may determine who fills that position.
I was going to say, sounds like he has to make that decision before making the hire, because it would change the caliber of candidate. There are some guys that would not come here to not call plays.
Well, and we'll go through the list when we go through our carousel, but I think it's all going to happen at the same time, because if you can get a guy, let's just throw out a guy that's been a former head coach, Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
If he comes, I think the only way he does come is if he's calling plays.
Correct.
And so Dan's going to have to decide, do I want to call plays? Do I not? Who's available? And can I get one of the top former head coaches to come here to call plays? Do I want them to call plays, or do I want to call them? Because it's going to determine it. That's going to have to be part of that equation.
I think some of this, too, is if he decides, hey, I want to call plays, because what I don't want to do is hand someone play calling and then have to yank it back midseason. The one way I can guarantee we don't yo-yo is I just do it my damn self. But if he makes that determination, then that is going to inform the kind of coach he's looking for to be his offensive coordinator.
Right.
So there's a bunch of names out there. We are going to do, as you mentioned, a carousel, a little yay or nay later in the show. But John Morton, unsurprising, part ways with him. Michigan hoops last night. They got a scare.
Oof. That was one of those games where I haven't been able to watch a lot of the games, you know, from start to finish. And obviously, was it 10 games in a row? They've won by more than 18 points or, you know, whatever that number is. And they've been dominating. So last night, nothing going on. So I get a chance to sit down and watch it. And they're, you know, they start slow. They're down six. Then they come back. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's me. I did the whole fan thing last night. I'm like, I'm going to not watch and see what happens. And so I'm not watching there. And then they go up by like six or seven. Mm-hmm. Just take a peek. And then they're back down. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to go watch a show. I go back and watch the highlights. They could not hit a three to save their lives. Nope. And I knew that they were kind of, I thought they were going to come out of a funk. It's a long season. You heard Dusty May there in the update. Hey, you know, no one was celebrating that win. They should have won by a lot more, but the entire goal is to score one more point than your opponent. It is a long season, and they actually doubled that up. They scored two more points than their opponent. And so they were able to come away with the win when they didn't play well, but it was like, Greg, were you watching?
I did not see it. I do not have, that was the FS1 game. I did not have that.
So okay. No. In one of the first, like the first 5 minutes, mm-hmm. They're coming down to an offensive set, and I forget who it was. Somebody was trailing, and point guard tries to pass the ball. And
off his face?
Off his face.
Yeah. I saw that, yeah.
And so it's kind of like one of those things where they weren't that sharp. Some odd things were happening, but they still came away with the win and remained undefeated. Yes, in deface. Yes.
Right, like as that game was going, it was stuck on about a 6-point deficit for most of the game. I think even the broadcast referenced that Connor Onion on the call. It's kind of a shame Bill Raftery never did a game with Connor Onion.
Yeah.
Be great. but they noted like it kind of stayed at 6 for most of the way. That two possessions was as close as Penn State could get.
Yeah.
So for a long time, I thought, okay, MSU struggled here. This is just kind of a weird, sleepy place to play. Michigan's going to win. I never really doubted they were going to win until the final possession when Penn State had a chance to win. I don't know what happened on that final possession because they played for the win in a three. But when the ball's in the air, there's a real chance you lose that game.
Yeah.
Fitting, though, that Michigan won it on the defensive end because that was the side of the ball, the side of the court that was their strongest.
Well, that's one of the things that I think you believe about a Dusty May team is, you know, it's going to be a fast-paced game. You're going to shoot a lot of threes. You're going to, you know, and I think they mentioned it during the broadcast, like, you know, most times you're going to get a shot within the first 10 to 12 seconds of a possession. Like, they want to hit mass produce, right? Get as many shots as possible. But if that's not happening, you can always play defense.
Right.
Like, if you're out of rhythm offensively, you can still always play defense and give effort. And that's why they were able to come away with the win.
Well, they're a long team, right? So the front court of Johnson, Mara, Lindenborg, none of them played a good offensive game.
No.
But all of them were contributors on the defensive end of the floor. I mean, they're all tall, long, athletic players.
Yeah. And they are a deep team as well. So they can get deep into their bench and, you know, be able to play that high energy style of defense. And as soon as somebody gets tired, hey, bring in the next guy.
And it's weird because I don't really pay attention to Penn State hoops all that closely. You know,
No one does. I
watched them play MSU and I thought they played MSU tight. So on the broadcast, they go, Penn State's still looking for their first Big Ten win. I'm going, oh.
Yeah. Penn State's not a great team.
And they're also missing their leading scorer last night, too.
Right. And they're a team that turns the ball over a lot. Like, yeah. They have their faults, clearly. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe they were just off offensively. Mm-hmm. Maybe they underestimated and they got into coast mode thinking that we could just show up, roll out the ball, and win. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they did, but hopefully that was an eye-opener for the rest of the Big Ten season because even though I do believe Michigan is, with Arizona, the top two teams in the country, you're going. It's a gauntlet in the Big Ten, and you better be ready at the end of January. I can't wait for that game. The end of January and the very last game of the year is going to be unbelievably entertaining and fun, and that's the matchup with Michigan State.
Yep. That's what showed last night. The rigors of this schedule in the Big Ten, going on the road on a weeknight against a team it's hard to get up for. Like, that's why they will lose a game this year. That's why Arizona will lose a game this year. It's just to think they're just going to blow through everybody. Just is being naive. It's
well, it was a bit of
ignorant,
a wake up.
I think
it was a bit of a wake up call if you thought they were going to run the table and go undefeated. They won the game, but to Tom's point, the rigors of the conference schedule. John, when you were out, I threw out a hypothetical.
Okay. Oh, I love your hypotheticals.
And over
you
under.
And Stoney, I'm sure you guys were having that.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
Which would you rather?
If.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
lose
back.
This game or get a draft pick.
No, we actually went back and chronicled all the worst picks of the last 50 years. No. I asked him a question, and in the audience, the question: Michigan and Michigan State are on fire. Over under 9.5 losses combined.
Ooh. So Michigan State has two. Michigan obviously hasn't had any yet.
Yes. They play each other twice, so there's two more baked in.
Right.
So that's four.
Wow. They are roughly, well, just shy of halfway through the season.
Let me just ask you this. Michigan, how many losses for Michigan? Two or three?
I'm going to say three.
Okay. So then for MSU, it's got to be, can they win, can they avoid seven losses?
I think it's going to be less than you said it at 9.5.
9.5. So single digit losses.
Under.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is that's crazy to think about.
I know.
Two teams, you know, in your own state. That's fun basketball. Yeah. That's a fun basketball season. Along with what the Pistons are doing. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Because, you know, and it's, what is it, next week? I think the Michigan has a bit of a West Coast trip.
They both around that time are going to take
Washington
a trip out west.
And Oregon, but Oregon.
Yeah. Greg?
Yeah, an update on KenPom and the projected regular season records based on your aggregate winning percentage of the games you have remaining. Michigan still at 28-3. Michigan State improved to 24-7. So we are getting closer to that 9.5 number that you have.
Wow. It's that 10.
That's not a pretty good line, by the way. Not the
yeah. Go ahead.
Too much on the back.
Don't hurt yourself there.
248-539-9797. Coming up next, a surprise firing yesterday in the NFL. Was it a surprise? And this guy's going to get scooped up right away. Where does he land? It's 97-1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, obviously I'm going to turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal and financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And they've done exactly that. In fact, every time I go in there, they always offer me something new. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And you can count on that when we talk about the community, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's theirs as well, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's a week of coaching turnover in the NFL. Black Monday earlier this week. Still some decisions being made yesterday, including the Baltimore Ravens releasing John Harbaugh. After 6 division titles and a Super Bowl, they decided it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised?
I mean, yeah, anytime a coach has been there that long, 18 years, it'd be the same. And it's kind of funny because if that kick for the Ravens goes through, is John Harbaugh still in Baltimore and is Mike Tomlin out at Pittsburgh?
Sure, it feels possible, yeah.
So that, I mean, that's kind of where you're at. And who knows what happens with Tomlin, and you know, if they lose again in the first round, it could still be one of those situations. But I was a little bit surprised simply because he is such a good coach and has been for a while, but at different landing spots, right? You can just get stagnant.
Let me ask it this way. If they had to pick between Lamar and John Harbaugh, did they make the right choice?
How old is John?
Like John is in his early 60s, 62.
Yeah, so like how much longer is he going to coach? 5-7 more years?
He's 63.
Okay, so let's just say he coaches 7 more years.
Okay.
Is Lamar going to play 7 more years?
So well, Lamar, it's kind of the same. Lamar is, yeah, I think 29 or 30, and as a mobile QB, I don't know if you get to the back end of your 30s playing this way.
Yeah, I mean, so that again, that's
so
the
that's
question.
Why it
yeah,
was a
it's
tough
a great
call.
Question. Yeah,
and they made the decision we're going to go with the quarterback. And look, John's going to get a job this offseason.
Yeah,
right now, my question to you is where? Because I've already seen the report that the Giants are going to heavily pursue him. The Raiders would be fascinating. They got the number one pick, and he'd play his brother twice a year.
I think another one for. He's a guy you're going to bring in to try and stabilize a franchise. Mm-hmm. And the Giants would be a great landing spot. It needs to be stabilized. I also think another one that would be very interesting, how John handled this with class, right? Hey, you know, great time here, blah, blah, blah. Thought maybe it would end different, all that stuff. But he wasn't publicly spiteful. The spiteful hire would be to go to Cleveland in division.
Or an organization. If Pittsburgh fired Tomlin.
Right. That simply, is there a chance that they just switched positions? But, I mean, that would be one where he would look at, when I left Washington, I wanted to go to a team that was going to play Washington. Just so happened to be it was Detroit. Is he going to be that guy that says, I want to go, I can really make a difference in Cleveland, but I also get a chance to play the Ravens twice a year?
Yeah, and he has experience handling players who have fetishes with massages if he goes to Cleveland.
This is true.
From Tucker
Very
to Watson.
True. Yes.
All right, all kidding aside, I think this is a game changer availability.
Yes.
And I believe there's a very good chance, and this happens a lot, but now with his availability, that a job comes open that maybe you didn't think was going to come open.
This is interesting. Okay.
Watch out for Cincinnati. Always been accused of a conservative, cheap franchise, but to bring him in division with Joe Burrow, keep an eye on that.
So, yes, but you said one of the key words there, cheap franchise, because it would cost him a lot. I'm not sure what is left on Zach Taylor's contract, but I think that's one of the reasons he's still there. I want to say he's still due like $45 million.
You're going to change your brand and you're going to change your image ever. Are you? They have got to hear.
I hear
what they're
saying.
Accused of.
Or or are you looking at a franchise? And again, I'm not going to necessarily pull out a name, but a team that maybe is still playing. I will throw it in Buffalo.
Yep.
If they underperform, would they be an organization that said, you know what, we were going to stay with our coach? But because John Harbaugh is available, now those negotiations have to go on behind the scenes. And, you know, before you fire, you got to know you got your next guy. You know, it could be a situation like that.
I think if we looked at a lot of lists before the season of the best head coaches in the NFL, where would John Harbaugh have been? Top five or six?
Yes.
Yeah, 10 for sure.
Okay, definitely top 10, and he's available. So we may see some unprecedented moves from other teams. What's the best job? Flip the script. You're John Harbaugh. What's the job that's currently available that you want / the job that maybe isn't available that you'd be eyeing? Like, how attractive are the teams that we've mentioned right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Buffalo or Cincinnati would be very attractive because they've got the quarterback.
Buffalo would be number one.
Another one that wouldn't be attractive, but if they just throw the bank at them, back up the Brinks truck, Tennessee, young quarterback. Similar style of play in Cam Ward. Now, he's no Lamar Jackson by any means.
Wide open division. Now, again, there are concerns about ownership and how they botched Vrabel.
Sure.
But if they wanted to like learn their lesson and grovel at the feet of John Harbaugh and say, come in here and fix everything, you're in control. Yeah.
If there's a franchise that just needs to hand the keys to somebody who has a ton of experience, that's it.
Right, but that's not necessarily appealing if I'm John. John should want to go somewhere that's got their stuff figured out.
I'll give you one more to watch. He sits out a season.
Hold on a second.
No.
I'm gonna write one down, and I'm going to see if we're on the same page.
This could be good.
Go ahead.
He sits out a season and goes to the Chiefs, and he worked under Andy Reid, and Andy Reid retires.
Is that who you wrote down?
No, it's not. but it's not far off.
Dallas. Ah.
I mean, hey, Jerry Jones. He's getting close to got to win now, right? How many seasons does Jerry Jones have left? You've committed some funds to Dak Prescott, and you've got an offense that's a high-powered offense. Got to do something defensively.
That would be one of those radio landing spots because of –
But again, I think it opens up a lot of possibilities, like I just mentioned in terms of Buffalo. Buffalo is not really looking to change their coach until all of a sudden John Harbaugh is available. And you know, I know that Dallas fired Eberflus yesterday. Would they be looking to move on from a coach that before the firing of Harbaugh, they were good with their coach?
So everything you said makes sense from the Dallas perspective. How in the world is this attractive for John Harbaugh to go out? This is his last job. Yeah, I know money, John.
Money.
If you want to win and you got Jerry there and all the distractions.
Okay, my favorite landing spot, not for John or for the team, but for the intrigue, is the Raiders.
Yeah.
Jim twice a year, number one pick, Tom Brady affiliated, little Michigan connection too. That's the most like intriguing from the outside, just kind of watching for the story, the Raiders. Iconic franchise, needs some stability. Anyway, this is one of these, like, stop you in your tracks. He's going to alter this offseason. Tom called it a game changer. I agree with him.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll get to John's power surge at 6:35. Here's Heather with the news.
Well, a man is in custody after police say he brought a gun to Romulus Middle School on Tuesday morning. So right before 10 a.m., police responded to the school on a report of an active shooter. It turns out it was not actually an active shooter, but school employees said they saw this man armed with a handgun attempting to enter the school's main doors. And that's when they immediately called the police, put the school on a soft lockdown. 3 minutes later, this suspect, a 44-year-old man, was taken into custody. The gun was recovered at the scene. No injuries were reported. Police are now investigating, obviously, this guy's motive. They have added that there's no ongoing threat to the school or the community. And the Romulus superintendent, Benjamin Edmondson, says he's thankful and grateful for the protocols in place that protected the students. Because at that school, you can't just walk into the main doors. You need to be buzzed in. So that secretary noticed something wasn't right. Obviously didn't buzz this man through the doors. And she made that phone call. So great to see that.
The system worked.
Yeah, everything fell into place. Former Michigan State star Paul Davis has apologized after being ejected from Michigan State's win over Southern Cal on Monday. We talked about it. He was at the game. He was removed from his seat at the Breslin after shouting something. We don't know what exactly he said that crossed the line at a referee. Well, on Tuesday, after giving an apology to the players at the end of practice, he stepped up to a podium to apologize to the coaches, to parents, and the USC team. And he said, you know, he made a mistake that will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've never heard him talk before. He's got a really deep voice.
He does.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
I really wasn't expecting that.
And when Gator came on yesterday, he reminded me that he was our first baseman in the Jamie Samuelson softball event, and I do remember he's a big dude and he's got the deep voice.
I wasn't expecting that.
How are you?
It's just crazy to me.
It's kind of one of those guys that walks up. He talks with that deep voice, and you kind of repeat the deep voice.
Yes,
you're like,
yeah.
I'm good.
Exactly.
How are you?
It was just wild to see him at like a podium. Like this whole incident required him to have a press conference.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We still don't know exactly what he said.
No.
Do we?
Well,
do you know what he said? I mean, we know we've heard what he may have alluded to.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we know what he said.
You do?
We're not going to say it.
You'll tell me later, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great.
Yeah.
Oh, so on Monday, January 12th, the Red Wings will be retiring Sergei Fedorov's number 91 jersey in a pregame ceremony at home before facing the Carolina Hurricanes. And obviously, he is regarded as one of the greatest players in franchise history. He won 3 Stanley Cup championships during his 13 seasons in Detroit. He ranks among the Red Wings' top 7 all-time leaders in goals, assists, and points. And he's going to become the 9th player in franchise history to have his jersey retired. So you might want to get down there. The celebration will feature several NHL legends in attendance, some special concourse activations, in-arena tributes, multiple fan engagement opportunities. The list goes on and on. So they're going to open the doors to Little Caesars Arena earlier than usual, an hour earlier. So they're going to open at 4:20. Fans are supposed to then are encouraged to be in their seats by 5:35 p.m. The ceremonial puck drop will be at 7-Eleven, and you can...
Wait, they want people in their seats at 5:30?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's going to be a whole thing. That's awesome.
Fans are encouraged to be in their seats by 5:35 p.m.
Okay.
So, pretty cool.
It's long overdue, and I'm happy he's finally getting his number raised to the rafters.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. Power Surge next, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, we got 14 teams that made the playoffs. John's going to rank them. Let's do this.
Yeah, and I think we can go ahead and kind of blow through the bottom of the bracket because I think there are some teams that we clearly believe it would be a Cinderella run if the Carolina Panthers, first of all, win a game because they're playing against the team and obviously the Rams that they've beaten. So they've got to go in with a little bit of confidence, and sometimes that's all you need. But I don't know what the weather looks like in Carolina. So the Panthers are team number 14. The Steelers come in at 13. I don't think anybody believes that. You know, Mike Tomlin's going to get his first win in a decade in the postseason, even though he's kind of one of those teams that just say, thanks for participating, you're out. Green Bay at 12, Chicago at 11, and that's a coin flip. I'm not going to sit here and argue if you think, hey, you know, Green Bay should be at 11. I think Chicago ends up winning that game. They find a way to get over top of Green Bay, get over that hill, but they're an early exit. The Chargers come in at 10. And they're kind of interesting because I'm still shocked that they're even in the postseason with the amount of injuries. I mean, hats off to that team for overcoming some of those obstacles. So the Chargers are going to take on the Patriots. They may get a win because the Patriots are going to now be playing really good teams. Mm-hmm. They're a team that didn't play a lot of really good teams in the regular season, but they've got a lot of confidence. There's a lot of confidence in some of these teams going into the postseason. But the Chargers come in at 10. The Jaguars come in at 9. And that's a team that I see their record. And yes, Trevor Lawrence came into the NFL. He was supposed to rewrite record books. Maybe now that he's got a competent coach, is now going to have the career that we thought he would have. I just think that this is early in that team's development to be able to make any type of run. So they come in at 9. Now, a team that I just mentioned, this is where I think you're starting to talk about teams that could get to the Super Bowl.
I think the teams you just mentioned, it's all can they win a playoff game, right? The Panthers are a losing record underdog. The Steelers haven't done it in a decade. Green Bay, Chicago, coin flip. I think Chicago and Jaguars, two teams relying on turnovers. Can you really go on a run? Those are all, can they win a game? I think now we're getting into teams that could win several.
Yeah, and some of these, you just simply talk about some of the, like, it's a quarterback-driven league, right? And can Justin Herbert just simply go out there and play the game of his life? Sure.
It's crazy.
And beat the Chargers? I mean, beat themselves. Yes, beat the Patriots.
Well, they have beat themselves quite a bit. He's never won a playoff game, which is again why I think he belongs in that lower tier. They haven't won a playoff game as talented as he's been at quarterback.
Right, and so the team that comes in at number eight is the New England Patriots. And when you look at New England, they've got a lot of things going for them. They're what, the number two scoring offense in the NFL, but you look at their record. And it's 14-3, but the teams that they lost to, lost to the Raiders in the opening game of the year. Okay, but maybe, whatever. The Steelers in week three, then they didn't lose again until the Bills. And they beat the Bills in Buffalo, but you know, you look into the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons, the Buccaneers at the end of the year when they weren't playing well, the Bengals, the Giants, Ravens, and Jets. Like, yeah. The wins are stacking up, but the teams that they played aren't even playoff teams.
Yeah, they're some of the worst.
And so how much do you rely on them being, you know, that team that went into Buffalo to get a win versus all those other wins that they have?
Well, and I'll draw this comparison. Last year, Denver was a bit of a darling with a rookie quarterback who was breaking out, and then they got slammed into a brick wall when playoff time came around. So there is that risk with Drake May in his first postseason.
And it's when we start going up the list, we're talking about quarterbacks, we're talking about teams with flaws, but also coaches. And the next one that I'm going to talk about, number seven, I've got the Niners. And the reason they're at seven, and it some people may say, well, they're so beat up on defense.
They are.
They are, but they've been able to compete in a very tough division, and it's not just Kyle Shanahan. I think anytime Kyle Shanahan is coaching a game, you got a chance to win. It's also Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. The fact that, okay, he failed as a head coach with a terrible organization in the Jets, but to be able to be what he has been, and that is a great defensive coordinator, being able to coordinate a defense that lost their number one pass defender in Bosa, lost their number one linebacker, but they're still in the playoffs.
John, they won six of their last seven games. Five of them were double-digit victories. They were discoing down the stretch, and Shanahan's been to a couple Super Bowls. I think this is a show of respect.
Mm-hmm. And six is the Eagles. This is another show of respect. I don't even know if they're going to win a playoff game because they're playing against that the team Niners, that's right there, the Niners. And like, what do we make of the Eagles in their season? It was a rocky road, but they're able to win their division. You know, it's the first time anybody in the NFC East has won a division in back-to-back years in over a decade. But it's the experience that they have in the postseason. It's getting healthier on the offensive line.
I mean, Lane Johnson, Jordan Davis.
Yeah. And so this is kind of out of respect that they're at six. The Broncos come in at number five. And they're interesting because they're a team that absolutely harasses opponents' quarterbacks. They led the league in sacks, and not by a small margin. They're the number one overall seed, but yet I have them at five? This is why this is going to be wildly entertaining.
I know.
NFL playoffs. And so at number four, I've got the Buffalo Bills. Okay. Now, it's the number four scoring offense. They've got the leading rusher in the NFL. They've obviously got Josh Allen at quarterback. So offensively, you think, okay, they could go in any game and win. They could control the tempo of the game. They could control the time of possession. They could control a lot of things. The only thing haven't been able to find a way to control is the opponent's rushing attack.
Right.
If you can't stop the run, especially when you get into playoffs, that is a major flaw. So they come in at number four. Houston comes in at five, and at the start of the season, everybody would have said, oh, no, it's not going to happen. Another team that absolutely harasses opponents' quarterbacks, the number two scoring defense. And the question is going to be offensively, will they be able to protect C.J. Stroud? Can they get the ball to Nico Collins as much as possible? And will that defense just own games? And you look at their matchup. I think everybody thinks that they're going to win week one because they're playing the Steelers. That almost seems like a de facto bye. And then we'll see who they match up with after that. Number two, Seattle Seahawks. And this is one of the teams that I took in our snake draft that we had yesterday. The number one scoring defense, the number three offense. And the question is, how much do you believe that Sam Darnold can get to a Super Bowl, let alone win a Super Bowl.
So I think their last game is a great like show of what they are and who they are. They beat the Niners on the road. They won that football game. Sam Darnold didn't throw a touchdown. In fact, he missed a throw on a fourth down in the red zone, and he had a bad fumble that they got bailed out because on third and long, Kenneth Walker ran 19 yards. They've got the run game. They've got the defense, but do I trust Sam Darnold? I don't.
I don't either. And depending on how it all falls, I mean, this could be the NFC championship game between my number one and number two teams. That's the LA Rams. And if you're looking for a team defensively that can match up with the Rams, that's the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
I think that may actually determine who's going to win the Super Bowl because they're my number one and number two team. Number one is the Rams. I think they have the MVP in Matthew Stafford. If he wins that, we always have that debate, you know, and there's this hangover here in Detroit. You know, is he a Super Bowl or is he a Hall of Famer? He wins the MVP. If he wins another Super Bowl, I think he's a sure bet for the Hall of Fame and probably is already. But they're a top 10 scoring defense paired with the number one offense. I think they're the complete package, the most complete package. There are a team with some flaws. You can hit them in the secondary. They can get after the quarterback. They can stop the run. The secondary is the weak part of the defense. Mm-hmm. But offensively, they got a 1-2 punch in the backfield, obviously with Matthew Stafford at quarterback and the receivers, Puka Nacua. Like they could be having Super Bowl parades in L.A. again.
Some would say the ultimate package.
Yes.
All right, that's John's power
more on
surge.
That news.
Oh boy, Heather gave us a sneak peek.
When you say it like that,
be prepared.
Boy. Power surge 97.1. I'll tell you about KG Law. The winter means snow and icy roads. It means more serious injuries from car accidents. So listen up. If you're injured in a car accident, call Lawrence KG. He'll make sure you and your loved ones get paid big for your injuries. KG is uniquely qualified to fight for you when you're injured in a car accident because KG has won more than $100 million for his clients, and he'll win big for you. KG will make the driver that hit you accountable. He'll fight their insurance company to get you every dollar you deserve. 877-KG-CARES, that's K-A-J-Y, or visit kgcares.com. John gave us a ranking of the teams left in the NFL playoffs as they begin this weekend.
Anybody that, or in terms of really like the top six, that you would bump up or bump down?
John, I wrote it down and I
recycled
it.
So I've got Rams at one, Seahawks at two.
I'd bump the Seahawks down.
Okay, so and where do you have the Texans, the Bills, Broncos?
I think those are some of the top teams. Like, I think the Texans and the Bills are the two teams I feel most strongly could make a deep run in the AFC playoffs. I think I'd bump the Eagles up.
Oh.
I mean, look, they're a team that's done it. They beat the Rams this year, right? Albeit it was on a blocked field goal at the buzzer.
You play every minute.
And those two teams played a very good playoff game the year before that the Eagles also won. I know the offensive struggles have been there, but they are a team, both lines of scrimmage, as good as any in football. And their quarterback, uncanny ability to not turn the ball over, which could be the difference in winning and losing playoff games.
It feels like they're a team on the edge, like they're on the cliff. And if things don't go well first quarter, first half, offensively, they could implode.
Oh, they could spiral. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look.
But it also kind of feels like, hey, if things, the ball bounces the right way, that oblong ball bounces the right way, and then all of a sudden, hey, they're a team that could catch fire. And like, to your point, they could make a run.
So they're a team that wouldn't do well if they were trailing. They've had games where they go a second half without completing a pass.
Right.
And they have not been a high-flying offense, despite the fact they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Adams, and Jalen Hurts has had a 300-yard passing game in the Super Bowl. It feels like this team isn't built to come back from a big deficit. Now, fortunately for them, their defense doesn't put them in big deficits.
Right. And you think the offense, like, okay, well, if you're not throwing the ball, well, just hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley. That's been tough to do as well.
It's kind of running through mud a lot of this season. But no, I think your bottom teams are the right teams. The top teams are the top teams. Like Seattle, how far do you move them down because you don't trust Darnold? They still have the one seed. They still run the ball and play defense. You can't completely leave them out. John, I think we're talking through what should be a great NFL playoffs. I'm curious. There's been this dynamic in this city the last couple seasons of people being so frustrated at the Lions that they say they won't watch the Super Bowl or they're done watching football. Is that still the case for people? Like when they lost the NFC title game, we got a lot of phone calls from people saying,
"Can't watch the Super Bowl.
I can't watch the Super Bowl." Now that's so close. That's so raw. That's in the moment. Last year, they blow the one seed. You know, guys, I just don't have an appetite to watch football. Lions didn't even make the playoffs. So it's not like you can claim.
Yeah, an upsetting first round exit.
Right, man. And the kind of the writing was on the wall for the better part of 2 months with the Lions. You kind of had to make peace with it. Are people gearing up for the NFL playoffs or are they turned off by the NFL because the Lions aren't good?
I think you're going to have a share of Lions fans that are only watching the NFL because they're Lions fans. And I'm not going to go good fan, bad fan, new fan, old fan. There are a lot of tried and true, they've watched the Lions for 50 years. That just don't simply watch the playoffs because their team's not in it, mm-hmm. and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm a bit of a football fan.
A little bit.
And so I'm going to watch every single game and probably multiple times because I just don't ever want football season to end. Mm-hmm. So there's also those, you know, quote-unquote football junkies that I think even though the Lions aren't in it, are still going to watch the playoffs. Heck, they're craving for more college football, even though it's a bizarre world in college sports right now.
Yep.
That they're just fiending for more football.
Yeah, look, if I didn't watch the NFL playoffs because the Lions were bad, I would have spent most of my life not watching the NFL playoffs.
Right, yeah. What is this thing that they're doing after the regular season?
They're going to keep playing? Now, the last couple years may have made it feel a little sour to watch playoff football, feeling like you were left out, should have been there, right? As the one seed, should have been there. With a 17-point lead in the NFC title game, should have been there. You can't make the case this year the Lions should have been there. So I think it reverts back to the way it's been most of your life. Like, you're going to watch playoffs without the Lions. Like, I'm as intrigued as ever to watch this NFL playoffs.
I am as well. And part of it is because it's so wide open. We went through, I ranked the teams. 1 through 14. And I think there's a cutoff, and you could make an argument, and I don't know that I would agree with it, but I think there's 8 teams that could get to the Super Bowl. Not as many that can win it, but okay. I think there are as many as 8 teams, and you could make an argument that the Jaguars are ahead at 9. You could make an argument that they could go on a run. Trevor Lawrence gets hot. Their defense is good. They create turnovers. They pressure quarterbacks. That they could be a team that goes on a Cinderella. This would be a Cinderella run for me.
Again, not predicting it, but again, the spread for their first round matchup, they're at home and it's inside of 2 points. If they beat Buffalo in the first playoff game, we got done talking about it. Denver's unproven. New England's unproven. Who's proven? I mean, the Texans front would be a real problem.
Normally we get into the postseason, we think, okay, there's 3, maybe 4 teams that legitimately have a shot at reaching the Super Bowl. Well, and this year it's twice or more.
We call it the Mahomes effect. When the Chiefs are in, you go, well, they're one of the 2 or 3 teams that can win
it.
They're not in. Now you're going, there could be as many as 8 that make the Super Bowl. I think that's the Mahomes and the Chiefs effect.
Yeah. And so I've got Rams, Seahawks, Houston, Texans, the Bills, the Broncos, the Eagles, the Niners, the Patriots. That's 8 teams that you can make an argument for any of those 8 teams that they are going to be playing in the Super Bowl. And I think it's going to be unbelievably entertaining from this weekend all the way through Super Bowl weekend.
Couple texts that have come in right away. Football season's over. Last 2 years, I didn't want to watch the Super Bowl, but I did anyway. It's a holiday. I didn't have Super Bowl expectations this year, and I'm pumped for the postseason. That's the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. Guys, any real football fan is more excited for the postseason than any of the last 5 or so years, regardless of the Lions being in Cancun or not. Guys, football season's off, done, finito, go Wings, Pat and Romeo.
Well, and so for Detroit sports fans, that's another wrinkle because we've got, the Wings aren't in first place anymore. They didn't play, but they got leaped. So they're now in second in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. But we've got a first place basketball team. So there are other things that Detroit Lions or Detroit sports fans could turn their attention to.
Right. For the long weekend coming up, you're going to get games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. Is it the NFL playoffs or the local teams taking your attention? Mm-hmm. This one says, guys, I will watch the NFL playoffs, but not if the Wings or Pistons are on at the same time. They have my full attention. That's Nick in Westland.
Well, the Super Bowl is going to be right in the middle of the Olympic break for the Wings.
Yeah, leagues typically don't go toe-to-toe with the Super Bowl. There may be a game earlier in the day. Like, I know the right. Pistons have played earlier on Super Bowl Sunday, but you're right, not going to have to worry about that.
But we are talking more about the entire playoffs, and there could be some conflicts of Pistons-Wings playing versus an NFL playoff game that doesn't involve our local team.
248-539-9797. Guys, I can't watch because it looks rigged. It's about money, and it's very sad. I just can't watch.
Well, if you believe in the script and you believe it's rigged, then why are you even watching in the regular season?
Right. You're not the person we're talking to.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about this in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll tell you how you can win Red Wings tickets. And John has a great conundrum for two college football quarterbacks. It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.